It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to another big week of movies. JT here and the wonderful Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. Thank you. Mr. You Lee. Are wonderful as well, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See, they love you, Mr. Lee.
I'm sure it's for you as well, not just me.
Never. The star of the show.
You know I'm the real star.
Exactly.
The real star.
Don't you know who I am? You told Brenda, Mr. Lee. You told her. We should go back to Brenda to try and get some more talent on the show.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get much luck. I don't think she likes us, Brenda.
If you're listening, Brenda, hello. Hope you're having a great day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you get our flowers we sent you?
They were dead, but I hope you enjoyed them.
Yeah. It was a bribe.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Sorry. No, I didn't say that aloud.
No. Yeah. We won't be getting Brenda back on. I don't think she's a big fan.
No. Anyway. Oh, no. I think we should try it.
She was very confident, didn't she? So I think that's nice. She said she doesn't want to dim our light. That's the important thing. Right?
Yeah. We've got to keep churning the podcast out. That's exactly all we're going to do.
And that's what we're going to do because we have another episode coming up for you today. How has your week been, Mr. Lee? You good? Good one?
Yeah, really, really good. I'm looking forward to today because I know it's going to be a busy day today because of one movie in particular. So I think it's going to be a great day to end almost the week. I've only got another day tomorrow, so... Yeah, how's your week been?
It's been great. Been awesome. And you're right, I'm looking forward to today because, you know what, Mr. Lee, you've got a friend in me. So, you got a friend in me. It brings back so many memories, doesn't it? They're so nostalgic with this movie we're about to talk about. I'm sure you know what it is. Yeah.
It is just such a great movie franchise.
Just fantastic. What movie is it? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. But we're going to do some top fives. We'll look at the box office. And there's some surprises this week. I think you'll... there's a few movies that we need to really, really talk about that are doing really well. At the box office. And Miss Lee's got some real news. Timothée Chalamet, his favourite, makes the real news this week. And we will look at...
I thought you'd be happy about that.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And some news on Lilo. Lilo.
Yes.
Lilo and Stitch 2. So that's... And I thought we're done with it. Oh.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Look, if you don't know, we are talking about Toy Story 5. Can you believe this franchise has been now going for 31 years?
Wow. I feel old. Very old.
Oh, I feel old.
Yeah.
The very first one came out in 1995. The sequel came out in 1999. Toy Story 3, 2010. Toy Story 5, 2019. So that is insane. Sorry. Oh, four. Sorry. Four. Yeah. Sorry.
Toy Story 5 is 2026.
Five's today. Yeah. Yes. Five's today. Sorry. That's right.
Yeah.
It's insane to think franchise this like this is still going and it's still popular from day one.
So nostalgic. So those kids that have grown up with this are now showing their kids the film. I think it is beautiful. Another thing too, credit to Disney Pixar for keeping the cast together. Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Joan Cusack, who plays Jessie, Greta Lee, who is a new voice. The voice of the lily pad tablet, which is the new toy. We don't like new toys in this franchise.
We don't.
But you know what? Isn't it great to see how many kids have got these pads, right?
Yeah.
And I know with my kids, it overtakes the toys, right? It's become the in thing. And this is kind of like Toy Story moving with the times where, technology is playing a big part. So I think that's brilliant.
So do I. And they had to move with the times, which is a great thing, as you said, because if they didn't, if they stuck in, you know, the old times, I'm sure it wouldn't be as popular as it is now. Hey, tell me, have you or did you buy your kids any Toy Story merch?
Oh, yeah. Over the years, I've had the Buzz Lightyear and Toy Story. I had we those as too. Kids too. Yeah, oh, it's great. Yeah,
we did. Yeah, yeah. Me too. Because it was such a big thing and still is. I actually bought some merch on Saturday last week of Buzz and, yeah, and Woody and Jesse. Only because I'm gonna be doing something with it at work, which, yeah, hopefully it'll drop today, hopefully.
That's a bit cute. Oh, you got a 4 of 6. Mr. Lee's going to put on a shrine. You want to go down and see it. Anyway, hey, look, the days of Andy are gone. Now it's all about Bonnie and her lily pad tablet. Let's have a listen to Toy Story 5.
To you, Forky, to Karen Beverly, to be your beloved bride.
Yay! I now pronounce you husband and knife. Who poisoned the maid of honor?
There's a package for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Hi there, I'm Lilypad. Let's play.
Oh, extinction, not again.
Bonnie, screen time's over now.
Okay.
I want to talk to you, device.
Please, call me Lily.
Me and the toys have been working all summer to try and get Bonnie to make friends.
Yeah.
But then you had to ruin
it.
You're not even listening to me.
I'm always listening. See?
Now look here. Me and the toys have been working all summer.
Now in Spanish.
What?
Yeah, I got dibs on behind the dresser.
Woody!
Jesse? Hello?
Is it as bad out there for toys as they say it is?
We're finding more abandoned toys each day.
We're down! Tex invaded our house, too.
I don't know, Jesse. Toys are for play, but Tech is
for everything.
I'm losing Bonnie to this device.
You got a friend in me.
Woody!
Came here as fast as I could.
Why are you wearing a dress, Woody?
It's called a poncho, Forky.
Someone needs a brown marker.
Halt! Who goes there?
Whoa, whoa, whoa! I come in peace.
It's been too long, cowboy.
What are you, some sort of old man toy?
What?
She thinks you're old because you're bald, Woody.
Bonnie needs help from someone at least from the same century.
So long, toys.
We're gonna need backup. No way.
She's getting away, Buzz!
Our mission on this planet is to make a child happy. You just remember what
your past is. Bonnie still needs us. Come on, Bullseye!
Buzz, you stay here. I'm going with them.
You don't think I can do it?
Yes, no!
Nice poncho.
It's good to see them fighting again.
It sure is.
Now, I've got to say, really happy as well that they've kept Randy Newman's You've Got a Friend in Me around as well, because that is Toy Story OG music.
Correct.
Mm.
As soon as you hear that song, you know Toy Story, doesn't it?
Yeah, straight away.
You know straight away. A couple of other voices in this one is Keanu Reeves playing Duke, which is very good, and Bad Bunny. He's playing pizza with sunglasses.
You like Bad Bunny, don't you? A bit of a Bad Bunny fan. Yeah. So you're a secret Bad Bunny admirer.
I am, actually.
Yeah, fangirl.
He was in Happy Gilmore, too, which was quite funny. Alan Cumming's also in it. He plays Evil Bullseye, which, But no, it is so many great voices in it, and, you know straight away it's going to be good. So,
definitely. Well, if you've been waiting, today is the day, and you can catch it at a cinema near you as soon as they open this morning. So go and see
it. What else is screening? We've got Backrooms, The Devil Wears Prada 2, Disclosure Day, Tuna. When I said tuna, how do you say it? You say tuna?
Tuna, yeah.
Yeah, because some people have thought it's the fish you're saying, tuna.
Yeah, well, initially I thought that's what it was, but no, it's not. It's a piano tuna, right? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yep.
Masters of the Universe, Scary Movie, Michael, Obsession, The Sheep Detectives, Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu, and the Super Mario Galaxy movie. Check your local website, cinema website, or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top five.
All right. Now, I mentioned at the top of the podcast that there were some surprises in our top fives today. One of the big ones being Obsession, Mr. Lee. I'm loving whereabouts this is. So we'll get to that when we get down to that point. Let's start with number five. For the USA is Masters of the Universe, still hanging in there. Number four is Backrooms, another one of these surprise packets that we didn't see coming. Number three, Scary Movie. What's up is hot there. Number two is Obsession. Great to see. Great movie as well. And I think it's very well deserving of its spot. If you haven't seen it yet, go and check it out. But number one is this week's drum roll first. This week's Talk and Flickster number, which is Disclosure Day, bit of an alien sci-fi type Steven Spielberg thriller.
Yes. Now let's have a look at Australia's top five. Number five is Masters of the Universe. Number four is Backrooms. Number three is Scary Movie. Obsession is coming in at number two. And number one for Australia, Disclosure Day.
Good to see you copying me again.
Yes, I was going to say, yet again, the US and Australia are the same.
crazy. Yeah, it is. It is just absolutely incredible there. So that is the top fives. And Mr. Lee, while we're at it, we'll get into some real news. Let's talk about some of those movies.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
Starting with Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day, it's had a very nice opening of 44 mil.
Yeah, which is really, really good. But unfortunately, Master of the Universe did suffer a bit of a drop. But the one that is scaring everyone is Obsession, which literally is just it's unbelievable. It's scary, literally. It is just hanging in there. Number two, like you just go, this is a YouTuber in our industry. This is just not seen before, you know, where they stay in the top five and beat other bigger movies, which it's just, yeah, just can't work it out. It's scary.
But Disclosure Day, for example, now this is one of the biggest gambles, I suppose, for a movie when you've got a cost of $150 million to produce it, $80 million to go and market it. So with theaters keeping half of those revenues, the movie would need to earn about $300 million globally to try and get any kind of profit back off it. And that's and think about how much they pay all the talent as well, you know, to star in the movie, the production costs, the explosions, all that kind of stuff. Wow, it's a big game, isn't it?
When you sit at the end and see the credits and see all those people, they're all getting paid.
Yeah.
All those people.
And good money,
so
too.
That's a lot of money to hope that you're going to make back. And that's why some studios nowadays are very, very particular on what they do. But I think one of the things A24 were doing is backing a director, a movie maker from YouTube, which was Backrooms, because they can see potential in him. And that's why, you know, studios are now doing these sort of things, because, you know, that's where the money is. It's there.
Well, sure. Speaking of big movies, now currently sitting at number 10 on the highest grossing list globally for 2026 is a movie called Dear You, which is a Chinese sensation. We could be seeing this one on our shores pretty soon.
Yeah, look, CMC Pictures for North America, Australia, New Zealand have actually picked it up. And as you said, it is one of the biggest movies in China at the moment. And when you think in the opening weekend, it took $557,000 on its first day in Chinese cinemas, that is incredible.
That's big.
When you just go, that's massive. So, you know, that is going to be a big movie, and I think a lot of people will be going to see that when it does finally release around the world.
Yeah, so watch this space in the next couple of weeks. Timothy Chalamet, one of your favourites. You've got some news on him.
Yeah, look, I'm so excited for the Knicks. They won the NBA. I'm so excited because they haven't won premiership since the 70s, 80s. So it's been a while since they've had something. But anyway, I don't know whether you watched the game. Did you watch the game, JT?
No. What are the Knicks? Okay. Is that baseball or basketball? Basketball, is it?
Basketball. Yeah, okay. Basketball, there you go, yeah. There were so many stars there. Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet, Marissa Tomei. There were so many there. But anyway, Timothy Chalamet has actually said that he rates the Knicks winning the championships more than him winning an Oscar.
You are kidding.
He's worked freaking hard for an Oscar.
Yes.
And the boys, yes, they've worked hard to win the the championship. But how do you say that? How do you – I'm shocked.
Baffled.
Yeah. Me too. You would think that winning an Oscar is pretty big. Like, that's massive. Not everyone can say that. Yes, no. You can say you're an Oscar nominee, but to win an Oscar, it opens doors. So, yeah. But – Timothy, he actually got to go into the dressing rooms after the game as well. So, yeah, he is obviously a huge Knicks fan. So
definitely there you go. That, giving up his Oscar for it. Lastly, you got some news on Lilo and Stitch 2.
What the Stitch, yes.
What? I know. I mean, this happens. I should put phonetics next to it. Every time. And you know what? This sucks because we'd gotten rid of, I thought I'd gotten rid of that problem when we got rid of it last year, and now it's back again, so I can't win. It's ridiculous. It you all right?
Chris, it's hilarious. Chris Sanders, who voices Stitch, is set to direct the live-action sequel. He also co-directed the first one as well. But this is going to be a live-action, and it's not going to be out until May 2028.
Thank
so
God.
A few years off.
Don't have to talk about it until then. Got plenty of time to brush up on it.
It's massive.
Yes, it is.
This is another franchise that is huge. It has taken, in one of the opening weekends of the first movie, it took 183 mil in the first opening weekend all those years ago. And it was a cartoon, animated. Like, you just go, wow. People just love these sort of movies. And Toy Story 5. Prime example. We're up to five. How many can we get up to Lilo and Stitch?
Who knows? Maybe five again, potentially. There's plenty of room to move.
And we've got plenty of years of podcasts coming to talk about Lilo and Stitch.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Thank you. My God. Are you done?
I am. Sorry. That's my week on the red carpet.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Just shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Well, look, there's no Stitch movie in here. So let's But there is the Playboy of the Western World. This is a National Theatre Live on June 28th. It's not far away now. Finally.
No, it's not. It's going to be here before we know it. Yes, and then July 26th, we've got the National Theatre Live's Les Lions, Stage Roth.
Yeah, it is. And there's August 20th, there's a ladies' movie night, which you haven't had one in a while. It was probably
Devil Wears Prada. Devil Wears Prada. Yeah.
So now that was the last one. This is Spa Weekend, which has got Isla Fisher in it and
I think we're named two, the other Australian.
Yeah, there you go. With the it'll come to me.
It'll come to me.
We can clearly see we went to rehearsals and this has gone so well.
So well.
Well, how about I keep talking rehearsals. And you can do some Googling and you can tell me who's in it, right?
That's good.
A bit faster, Mr. Lee. August 30 is Andre Rieu, the 2026 summer concert in Viva Maastricht. Oh, I love that one. That's a favourite. Yeah, Nan loves it too, so I'm not going to tell her about it.
She does. Nan, I've already rang Nan and told her, so you're safe. Just going back to Spa Weekend, it's Leslie Mann.
That's it.
And Anna Faris is in it as well.
Yeah, great.
And Michelle Batteau, so that's
So that one is August, ladies. It is your movie night. Now, Wagga, the Forum 6 in Wagga, the July 31 to August 2 is the start of the French Film Festival, oui. And you know what? There's some great films there that you can watch in subtitles. So, yeah, if you're a big fan of watching those French awesome films, that one's for you. And in Tamworth, got a big kids screening of Toy Story 5 that's happening on June 19. So that is happening towards the end of this week. It's actually happening tomorrow night,
actually.
Yes. There you go. Just get my bearings. This has been a shocker today. You usually do this. June 24 is the parents and toddler session at 10 a.m. for Toy Story 5. So that's the one you take the kids along to. They can make noises. That's what the kids do. You can have them in the pram. You can get them out with their little play toys and whatever, and there's no harm done. So that's really good. I sold that well, didn't I, Mr. Lee? And July 26 is a private life for the Forum Art House. Ooh, tell me more.
Yes. It is actually all about a psychologist, Lillian Stone, who learns the sudden death of a patient and she suspects that she's been murdered. So she does a private investigation.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. So that is A Private Life, which is happening in Tamworth. Orange, June 28 and July 1 is that private life, as we mentioned. And opening next week. Oh, no.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm not excited at
all. It is the Minions and Monsters. I am so excited. Now, this is going to be a little different to the Minions that we've known. This is going to be set in the 1920s Hollywood, where the Minions decide to make their own monster movie using real monsters. You might actually enjoy this. You might enjoy it. It's not normal Minions.
That's you're being very generous. Very generous. And you're overstepping the line there, Mr. Lee, by making that comment. Wash your mouth out, please. So we'll be talking about that one next week, Minions and Monsters, and I cannot wait for the Flickster in a couple of weeks as well. It's gonna be good fun.
Yeah. Correct.
That'll be episode.
And another one that opens is Supergirl next week.
Yeah.
And it's been having a lot of buzz at the moment because it's good to see that we got James Gunn and Peter Safran who make their second DC movie in the DC universe. So looking forward to watching that.
Yeah, great if you're a DC fan. They've brought out something for you. So they are movies we'll be talking about next week on Talk and Flicks. In the meantime, we are back tomorrow with our Flickster Disclosure Day. Here's what we're going to be unpacking.
I'm excited. I can't wait to talk to the Flickster about that.
I can't as well. It's going to be good fun. That will be tomorrow. Yeah. Well,
before we go, can I just quickly say, I love our backgrounds for Toy Story.
They're great, aren't they? Yeah. We're keeping these up.
They are so good. I'm going to try to do this each week now, have a background of a movie because, you know, having Woody and Buzz either side and then this other Toy Story right in the middle,
Love it. It's really good.
Yeah.
I just hope you're not getting any ideas about changing this to some little yellow creatures. Yeah, I know what you're up to, Mr. Lee. I know what you're up to. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to cancel you before you say anything else. All right. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.